Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me and the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus, 2 Timothy 1:13. Welcome to Sound Words with Paul Molnar, pastor of Covenant of Grace Presbyterian Church in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's Monday, February the 21st, and today Paul begins a new study on faith that saves. We'll be in the book of Galatians if you'd like to open God's Word with us. And now with today's message, here's Pastor Paul.
I'm going to start out by reading from Galatians 2 and 3. I'm going to start in chapter 2 and verse 15. Paul writes, "We ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners, yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law, because by works of the law no one will be justified. But if, in our endeavor to be justified in Christ, we too were found to be sinners, is Christ then a servant of sin? Certainly not. For if I rebuild what I tore down, I prove myself to be a transgressor. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God. For if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith, just as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness? Know then that it is those of faith who are sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, in you shall all the nations be blessed. So then, those who are of faith are blessed, along with Abraham, the man of faith." Galatians is a great place to begin our study of the kind of faith that saves, because Galatians is written to a church that had heard the gospel and had known it, and yet was allowing themselves to be taught something other than that true gospel. Teachers had come into the church in Galatia after Paul and others had taught the true gospel there, and they were teaching a faith plus works approach, that yes, you needed to believe in Jesus Christ, but you needed to believe in Jesus Christ plus do these other things, be circumcised, or obey the food laws, or follow these particular rituals. And these Galatian Christians were believing that. They were believing that faith in Jesus was not enough, but you needed to add these other things to it in order to be saved. So as Paul writes his letter to that church, he is very clearly getting back to the simplicity of the gospel. Now, we'll talk all this week about the faith that saves, and that faith will produce the fruit of good works that we'll talk about later on. But where it begins is not with works, but with faith. And that's Paul's emphasis here in Galatians 2 and 3. Paul talks about the law, and he speaks about the law in different ways in the New Testament and throughout his letters. And sometimes that can be confusing to people, whether Paul is for the law or against it, thinks the law is a good thing or a bad thing. Let's clarify. Paul thinks the law is a wonderfully good thing. The moral law of the Old Testament, what we would call the Ten Commandments, and the laws that are based on those Ten Commandments, reflect the very nature and character of God. Those laws are not temporary. They are eternal. Those laws will exist in heaven. Those laws will exist in the new heavens and the new earth. Those laws reflect who God is at his core, and it's a beautiful thing. But when Paul speaks about the law in the context of Galatians 2 and 3, he's not simply talking about the character of the law. He's talking about the function of the law, and specifically, the function of the law in our lives, the lives of fallen sinners. In order for someone to be justified by the law, that is, in order for someone to stand in front of God and have God declare them, the way a judge would, to be righteous, they have to be perfectly righteous. If you're going to be justified by the law, the least of the law's demands cannot be relaxed. All of the law must be brought to bear in your life, and it must be brought to bear perfectly at every time and in every way. If anyone is going to be saved by obedience to the law, they must be morally perfect all the time. No human being can accomplish this apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Paul's point is, this law doesn't save you, it condemns you, no matter how good you think you are at keeping the law. I know lots of people who think that they're relatively moral. They try to do right by folks, they don't lie or cheat or steal, and they think that God will look upon them and see that this is good enough. But the problem is, when you want to be judged on the basis of your behavior, there is no good enough. There's only perfect and everything else. If you can't be perfect, you can't be justified by the law. So Paul says to the Galatians here, you don't want to be judged by your behavior. You don't want to try to be justified according to the law, because that requires perfection, and you absolutely cannot do it. The way you need to be justified is the same way that your father Abraham was justified. Not through works, not through obedience, not even through wisdom, but through faith. This is one of the principal teachings of the New Testament. See, Paul was dealing with Jews who thought that they would be saved because of their genealogical connection to Abraham. That is, they thought that because they were physical descendants of Abraham, God would save them and bless them as he had done with their forefather. Paul's point throughout his letters is that it is a connection to Abraham that saves, but it's not the kind of connection that's only available to Jews. It's the kind of connection that's available to everyone who shares the faith of Abraham. We're justified in Christ because of the faith of Abraham, a faith that we can share, not because of genealogy and not because of the keeping of the law. This is why Paul is so aggravated with the Galatians at the beginning of chapter 3. He calls them fools and says that someone has bewitched them, because they've allowed these false teachers to come and take the simple gospel, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved, and to add to it. And what they've added is works or behavior. You need to believe and do these things. You need to believe and follow these rituals. Now, don't get me wrong, believing will change our behavior, but it's not believing plus behavior. And that's a really important distinction. If we're going to be judged on the basis of any behavior of our own, we must be perfect, and we have nullified faith. This is why Paul says that we did not receive a spirit of works of the law, but that we received a spirit of hearing with faith. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and are saved because we have heard. God has given us the ears of faith so that we can hear his word and hear the promises of God and believe that they are true. That's the faith that saves. It's not that hearing and believing plus any action or external works on our part. This is why Paul says in the next verse that having begun with the Spirit, we are now being perfected by the flesh. Because if we say that it's faith plus these other things, then we're relying on the flesh to finish what the Spirit has started. But the Spirit will finish what the Spirit has started. What is begun by faith will be made certain by faith. Whether Jew or Gentile, the formula is the same. God justifies by faith. And it's always been this way. You know, I've heard a room of people asked before, how were people in the Old Testament saved? If Christians in the New Testament are saved by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, how were people in the Old Testament saved? And I've heard Christians say, by keeping the law. Unfortunately, they're not reading their Bibles very well. People in the Old Testament were saved by faith, the same way that we in the New Testament are saved by faith. They were saved by faith in anticipating Christ who would come. We're saved by faith in receiving the Christ who has come. But this is why Paul says in Galatians 3 and verses 8 and 9 that God preached the gospel to Abraham. Have you ever thought about that? That the gospel was preached to Abraham in the Old Testament? Paul says here that that's what God did when he told Abraham that through him the nations of the earth would be blessed. How is that the gospel? Well, it's the gospel because the Old Testament says that the way Abraham was saved is that he believed God and God credited it to him as righteousness. Isn't that how we're saved today? Isn't the gospel that declaration of good news today, the very news that we're saved by believing God? That's why Paul here calls Abraham the man of faith in verse 9 and says that he was blessed and we are blessed along with him when we share that faith. You know, today there are lots of people who want to add things to the gospel or to replace the gospel altogether. But this mistaken view of the Galatians, this unbiblical view, is still quite popular today. The idea that we need to add something to belief, that believing God's promises is not enough to save. We need to believe plus perform. But we're not saved through performing. We're saved through faith. It says in the very next section of Galatians that the righteous shall live by faith. This living that Paul has in mind is not simply that we live from day to day by faith, though we do. It's that we are cursed, and the penalty of the curse is death. When we rebelled against God and willfully chose to sin, we inherited the curse of sin, which is death itself. Faith is not just that which allows us to get by from day to day. Faith is what takes away that curse. Faith is where that curse is poured out on Jesus Christ rather than on us, so that instead of we who deserve the penalty of death suffering that death, we're alive in Christ by faith. That's salvation. You know, when people talk about being saved, oftentimes they don't know what they're being saved from. Do you know? The answer is you're being saved from the wrath of God. In Adam, we all sinned. Paul teaches that in Romans, that we all fell in him. He was our representative, and when he sinned, we sinned. Plus, we all add our own sins to our account every day. Our God, who is perfectly holy, cannot ignore those sins. He can't pretend that they just didn't happen. They are real affronts to his holiness, and so he must punish sin. And the penalty of sin is death. The Bible talks about the cup of wrath or the cup of judgment being poured out on all unrighteousness, and we deserve to have that cup poured out on us. And yet in Christ, by faith, we find a way to live. God was willing to pour out his wrath on his Son rather than on us. And if we will believe, if we will share the faith of Abraham, we too can live with Christ.
You've been listening to Sound Words with Paul Molnar, pastor of Covenant of Grace Presbyterian Church in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Sound Words is a ministry of Covenant of Grace, and these daily broadcasts are made possible by the prayers and financial support of our listeners. Visit us online at soundwordsradio.com. You can listen to and download our programs free. Check out the show notes and find links to helpful resources related to today's broadcast. And there's information about supporting this radio ministry with your tax-deductible financial gifts. In exchange for your gift of any amount this month, we'd like to send you a pair of books from the Basics of the Reformed Faith series. Our web address again, soundwordsradio.com. And we'd love to have you worship with us this week. Covenant of Grace is located at 508 Harvey Street, one block off Stratford Road in Winston-Salem. Our Sunday morning service begins at 10:30. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow for more Sound Words with Paul Molnar as he continues his series, The Faith That Saves. Until then, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.